No offense to Big Fatty, our other dad.
No,
but
well,
you can't have too many daddies.
Have you seen a single dime from that man?
No, he didn't even wish me a happy birthday on his show today.
What? Dad?
I know.
Do you see why we're in the market for a new one?
Right? Exactly. So, anyway, he didn't even wish me a happy birthday on his show today. He didn't even wish me a happy birthday on his show today. He didn't even wish me a happy birthday on his show today. He didn't even wish me a happy birthday on his show today.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He didn't even wish me a happy birthday on his show today.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 184 of the BFO for Friday, the 17th of October, 2008. And coming up on today's show, y'all, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to talk about, except, y'all, I hope you're getting your Christmas outfit ready, because Gay Christmas is in just 2 weeks from today. Oh, Lord, y'all, it is Friday, and Big Fatty is very happy, although, and Lord, I should have taken the no-dos. I know I'll get a verbal spanking on that one. Y'all, tonight at the Patrick's Pub, and I know you've heard me speak of it before, tonight at the Patrick's Pub is the Miss Patrick's pageant, and no, Big Fatty is not going to be in the pageant. However, I am in charge of tallying the scores. So I am the tally master. Now, if people get out of line, I'll whack them, which would make me the tally whacker then. Okay. Did you expect the word tally whacker? In fact, I'm going to write that down as the title of today's show. Big Fatty is a tally whacker. Ah! Okay. Well, anyway, y'all, I have heard from Bjorn. I thought that the old countdown clock. Yep, y'all remember the old countdown clock, don't you? Well, I thought the old countdown clock was going to catch Bjorn, and he was not going to respond in time so he could receive his special BFO t-shirt, but y'all, he appears to be very excited about the idea of getting the BFO t-shirt and wearing it. Oh, Lord, y'all, this really is old school here. I'll tell you what, let's just take a moment and listen to the old closing of the LFC, shall we? Okay, let's do that. It's Friday. Now, y'all, for those of you who may not have listened to the Little Fatty Cast, that is the music that would play when we got near the end of the show. And I believe the LFC ran 25 minutes. That was a show on that. But, you know, when Big Fatty has to do it by himself, it's only 20 minutes. But anyway, Bjorn, he did get me his address, and he says, "I want a t-shirt. Awesome. Now I can wear Big Fatty." Ooh. And he's going to send me a photo of him wearing it. And he's just fat enough for an extra large. Well, that is wonderful, Bjorn. And I'm going to get that out to him this weekend. So, anyway, hopefully I'll get in the mail to him today. Now, y'all, I've got some e-letters that I want to talk about. And let's see. There were some very interesting posts over at the BFO today. And I just want to, I've already talked about Tim shitting his pants. Now, I did get and this is about Bjorn, so I think we need to address this right now since we've been talking about Bjorn. Tim from Alaska, I don't think he is from the Wasilla, though. And I don't know if he eats the moose stew. I can't do Sarah Palin. But Tim up there in Alaska First of all, he sends big warm hugs to the fat one. And he says, growing up in Tennessee, it is indeed a wonderful thing to hear about fried corn on the cob, sugared pecan bacon, and other state fair delicacies. My ears certainly perked up, though, when it seemed that Bjorn in Dallas that said that Texas was the largest state. Au contraire, dearest Bjorn. That would be Alaska. We could cut Alaska in half, and each part would be bigger than Texas. The Alaska coastline is longer than the whole rest of the U.S. coastlines added together. Our governor is even more ignorant than all the other governors' ignorance added together. That's certainly not meant to demean Texas. I'll admit with a big smile on my face that I've wrestled a Texas steer or two in the past and have fond memories of that state. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, but there's no denying that Alaska is number one when it comes to size. I guess I've just become a big old size queen in the 6 years that I've lived here. Well, how about that? So I guess you got a little verbal spanking there, Bjorn. But y'all, I think Bjorn said that Texas had the largest state fair. But I may be wrong on that, too. And who knows? Alaska may have the largest state fair. Because, you know, Tim's a big old size queen up there in Alaska. Tim, tell us some other fun facts about Alaska. I mean, well, except for more about your governor. We don't really give a shit about her. Well, some people do. But anyway. Then I... Oh, I won't read that little thing from English John. And then, y'all, I got posted over for today's show. No, the Something's Weird show, number 182. He wrote over there that episode 182 was so Kermit the Frog on helium. Very funny, Vera. For your dedication to the podcast. And all that food on the floor, I was dying laughing. Get it? He kind of posted comments. Never mind. Anyway, I thought it was fabulous. And I stole that from the Dairy Fairy. and by the way, he says that, and this is Michael. And Michael, I'm not sure where you're from. So, anyway. But, It's not QCast, Michael, but he says that PNS Scott, and I think we all remember him.
And Scott said,
"Oh my, Scott was in a cave. Wow, I'm very impressed, Scott. Perhaps he's gone into hiding. I don't know. Anyway, he said that PNS Scott had suggested that he do that little write up." And he says he appreciates the amount of work that I put into the podcast every day. Humph! Especially for one who claims not to use the computers and to keep up the excellent work. And he thought that I might appreciate the paradox. And y'all, I'm going to give you a www, and I want you to go over to it because I'm not going to tell you anything about it. But it's www, and I'm guessing you have to use it here because it does not say you do not have to use it. But it's www.fattiescafe.com, and that's FattiesCafe.com. FattiesCafe.com. Fatty's Cafe is one word. And go over there and look at that, and I think you will absolutely get a chuckle or maybe even a hoot out of it. So anyway, Michael, thank you so much for sending all that stuff to me. And y'all, you know, you can write to the fat one. All you got to do is drop me an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Yeah. And since I don't have anything to talk about today, I am going... I'm going to go and just verify on the listener map that no one has fucking joined. And y'all, if you're not on the listener map, I'm giving you all the finger. Nope, Yoshi is the last one to join from over there in the Japans. And he still loves my podcast. At least that's what it still says on the listener map. Speaking of the listener map, y'all guess who Big Fatty heard from? Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. And that is cute little Kellen from down there in Texas. And Kellen, y'all, Kellen is such a cutie pie. He's a sugar lump, apple dump, apple of my... Kellen is just a lollipop. And I wouldn't mind being a tallywhacker with Kellen sometime. But anyway, y'all go over there to the listener map and scroll down and look at Kellen. He is just a sweetie pie. And he says he's still listening and he's a bad listener because he hasn't written lately. And you know what? I am giving him a verbal spanking, but he might enjoy that. No, he not might enjoy it. He definitely would enjoy Big Fatty giving him a verbal spanking. So, y'all, I think since I don't have any fucking idea what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to just do a little memory lane music. You can turn it off now, DJ David J. Oh, no, excuse me. Hit that fast forward. Y'all, your clue for today, since many of you may be going out for a beverage tonight or sometime during the weekend, and you might get sort of a blurry vision, your clue today is this show made you see double.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Kathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair. But they're cousins, identical cousins all the way. One pair of matching bouquets, different as night and day.
Where Kathy adores a minuet, the ballet russe and crepe Suzette.
Our Patty loves to rock and roll, a hot dog makes her lose control. What a wild duet, still they're cousins, identical cousins as you find.
They laugh alike,
they walk alike,
at times they even talk alike.
You can lose your mind when cousins are two of a kind.
Well, y'all, I hope that you recognize the theme from the Patty Duke Show, which was an American sitcom that ran on ABC from September the 18th, 1963, till May the 4th, 1966, with reruns, I said reruns, through August the 31st of 66. The show was created as a vehicle for the rising star, Patty Duke, who had recently won an Academy Award for The Miracle Worker. I'm going to hell. Oh my God. A total of 104 episodes were produced. Most written by Sidney Sheldon. The show's theme song, which has since been parodied many times over in pop culture, illustrates the two girls' differences. Now, the dual role for Patty Duke challenged special effects for its time, considering television special effects were rare in the early 1960s, particularly for a sitcom. When special effects weren't practical, child actress Rita McLaughlin was used as Duke's double, as almost always seen only from behind. And it wasn't her ass that was seen. And y'all, Patty Duke was in that, and she played Patty Lane and Kathy Lane, and Kathy arrived in the United States from Scotland to live with Patty's family, and they were they used split screens and things like that. And blah blah, cha cha cha, la 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 la, me. Now, y'all, since it's Friday and I am feeling happy, I am going to close out today's show by doing a little singing. And what I'm going to do is I have been in the stage production of The Fantastics twice, and I have played each of the fathers of the kids at different times. And so today I am going to sing one of the songs from that show that the fathers sing, and it is called Plant a Radish. Plant a radish, get a radish, maybe any doubt. That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about. Plant a turnip, get a turnip, maybe you'll get two. That's why I love vegetables, you know that they'll come through. They're dependable, they're befriendable. They're the best friend love girl's ever known. While with children, it's bewildering. For you'll know until you see this nearly sown. It's what you've sown. So plant a carrot, get a carrot, not a Brussels sprout. I love that.
Know what you're about.
Life is very, if it's very vegetarian. A man who plants a garden is a very happy man. Maybe they should use this as the theme for Meat Free Radio. What do y'all think? Ba bum ba bum bum bum. Plant a beanstalk, a beanstalk, plant a genuine jack. That you don't like it, you can always think it back. But if your issue isn't kiss you, then I wish you luck. For once you granted children, you're absolutely stuck. It's me wearing a green, every kidney bean. Every plant grows according to the plot. While with children, it's hodgepodgeny. For as soon as you think you know what kind you've got, it's what they're not. So plant a carrot, get a cabbage, and a sauerkraut. That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about. Life is very, if it's very vegetarian. A man who plants a garden is a very happy man. A vegetary, very merry vegetarian.
Oh, Lord. Yo, I'm so sorry that that's the way that your week had to fucking end.
But y'all, I've always enjoyed that show, and obviously I don't remember all the words, but it's been 20 years since I played one of those parts, so I mean, gosh, give me a break. And one of the times I played it, I was in high school, which is long before most of you were born, probably, except for that old sea hag. By the way, wake up, Vera. And, y'all, I have to say, I really felt bad for Auntie Vera with her refrigerator problems and everything. But I got to say, I just hooted and hollered and giggled an awful lot to hear her tell that story. And I know that's mean to say that, but I can just see this horrible thing happening. I mean, what can you do? You can either cry about it, or you can laugh about it. And you know, you gotta move on. You gotta move on. Y'all, I hope you have a grand weekend. And it seems like there was something I've been meaning to do all week long, and it just keeps slipping my mind. Y'all, I can tell I'm getting old. Anyway, I'm sure it'll come to me. And I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.